We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
Here it is, the final episode of 2020p, and we're going to hear from more of you guys.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Woohoo! 2020p, that's been the greatest name of all time.
I know, 2024 is just boring.
2024, out the door. 2020p.
It was so good.
It was so good. We had our little logo,
yeah,
2020p.
We did. That's
maybe
right.
Maybe I'll put that on the Insta today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 2020p, we've loved it. We've loved you.
Yep.
It's been a big year.
Yeah, massive
huge changes
year.
For the podcast. Yep. We've had kids finishing school and people getting their learners
moving
or
house
going for licenses.
It's been a massive year.
Massive year. Yep. Moving house. All the changes all jammed into one.
Yep.
That's
yep.
been.
Leaving the pod bar, maybe into the pod laundry.
Pod laundry.
We don't care.
Oh, no, we don't care.
No.
But I think we shouldn't have named it 2020p because it became a very P year.
Definitely.
Maybe 2024 will be boring.
Definitely did. I'll be happy. I keep
Someone said to me the other
year.
Day, oh, but 2024 will be better. And I said, you know, it doesn't make any difference when
no,
it clicks over to the 1st
no,
of January.
It does not.
I don't believe that anything changes.
There's specific pressures that I won't have.
Yes. Oh, I know things
change. But
there'll
change. Be new pressures.
Yes. But you're... I don't know. Anyway, I was like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. I'm not up for any trite. Give me trite. You're just nothing. You get nothing from me.
No. And then someone else said to me, I was talking about money or whatever, and they said, you really should visualize. I said, no. We're stopping this conversation right
visualize
here.
Visualize money.
I said, I know what it looks like.
Well, not really anymore. I never even have it.
That's right.
Oh, dear. Anyway,
right,
let's hear you. People.
I'm Annie and Kate, it's Claire here.
Hi Claire.
I just had to stop snapping 90 to just express my thought that popped into my head about the specialist school outcome from the Royal High Commission. I work in a mainstream school and for the last few years my role has been working with mainly the pea shoots and their families. In the space of making adjustments in mainstream schools so that they can hopefully flourish, and also being at the forefront of managing what Sophie was talking about with challenging behaviours. We haven't had a ride-on or no incident, but we have had quite a number of things that maybe when you get home you go, what the fuck, and have a good laugh about. But, I honestly would say I don't try to bring judgment to those events. I know that those events are happening because the child is not managing
in
the mainstream setting.
That's right.
It's really frustrating to be working in this space and be really passionate about making adjustments for the kids who find it challenging at mainstream schools because I know that the resources, the finances, the time is not there.
Yes.
And if we had more of those things, mainstream settings would be so much more inclusive.
Yes,
and it's really sad that it comes down
it
to
it's
basically money.
Yep.
Yep.
If the government were truly wanting inclusive schools as recommended out of this commission, then they really need to put the money where their mouth is.
Yeah, that's right.
And I just think, when I heard the recommendation to close that, and I actually had heard that on the grapevine for a while in the education, inclusive education sort of groups that I'm in and advocating for mainstream to be better for all children. So I'd heard that bubbling away. And so when it came out, I wasn't shocked, but it just made me think it's not about closing the specialist schools, because I agree there are so many that are wonderful and there are so many that the kids flourish in. I think it's about what you talked about with choice. So at the end of the day, this should be a choice. And if a child and a family choose that they want to go to mainstream setting, then they should be able to choose that, and the mainstream setting should be set up for them, however extensive their
disability
or adjustments that they need may be.
But so that's a human right.
If they choose to go and say, no, I want my child to be within a setting that specialises in them, I feel like that should be an option as well. I think it comes down to money and choice.
Yes, of course.
And I think at the moment the choice isn't there.
No.
People and families and kids actually don't have the choice.
No, I don't feel like
of where they
choice.
Want to go truly. They're forced into settings. I don't know.
I think you're right, Claire. Thank you for telling us.
Yeah, and thank you for all your work.
It's a pipe dream almost, which is really sad. But
I know.
Maybe if we all start lobbying and annoying these politicians to really put some money into it, we could have a really great outcome for these beautiful kids. Bye.
Thanks, Claire. Well, you are doing this work.
Yes.
And you know exactly what it's like.
Yes.
So thank you for your words. I appreciate it. Yeah. And, yeah, I felt like there was no choice. It was this one school and one school only.
Which luckily was great.
Yeah.
Right? But it is about choice, and at the moment you're right.
Yeah, and if everybody else has a choice,
yes,
private schools to
everything,
you know, Christian schools to Jewish schools to whatever.
Or you want to go to the sports school and do soccer. You want to go to the Victorian College of the Arts and do dance.
Yes.
So that should be open to everyone. And if we, that's what inclusion is. And at the moment we're kidding ourselves if we think it's there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. Hi. It's V here.
Hi, V.
So I'm just in the car with my little guy.
Of course.
And it's actually so far been a pretty shit morning. It's actually my birthday today.
Aww, happy birthday.
I always try and have really low expectations of special days like Mother's Day my birthday.
The lower the better.
Because I think I'm still grieving that Hallmark version of these events,
and it's not true for anyone.
Everybody, does everything for you and showers you with gifts and presents and love and cuddles. And this morning has been just full of arguments and dysregulated pea shoots and my husband was up with our little guy overnight and he isn't very pleasant this morning.
Yeah, he's tired.
Which I get. I'm totally thankful that he was up with the little guy and I got some sleep.
Yep.
But
I know.
I just, it'd just be nice. I know.
Yep.
So, yeah, it would just be nice to maybe just have like 4-5 minutes of that Hallmark version. I don't know.
Just to sit and eat. That's all I think.
Well, so my little guy was pretty dysregulated, so I was like, right, let's get in the car and go and get Mama coffee.
Hadn't
even had coffee yet.
Yep.
I got my coffee and my food, and I was went to eat my food, and my bagel is not cut in half properly, so I can't eat it and drive. And that was just like the icing of
the cake. I would have cried.
Oh my gosh. I just needed to eat that bagel. Can it not just be cut in half so I can eat it?
Of course not.
In the car, driving.
No.
And then go home and not tell my hubby I ate a bagel because he's probably making pancakes that my 7-year-old girl has been pestering him to make all morning. And then he'll probably be a little bit discouraged by the fact that I had already eaten.
But you just wanted your own thing.
Expectations and dysregulation.
Just fake the pancake.
You can just have another pancake.
Yeah. Oh,
they're little.
So over it. Anyway, the glimmer in today is that I am escaping with a friend of mine and we're going to go have lunch and a pedicure.
Awesome.
And I just keep telling myself that today that will be enough.
It is.
That will be nice enough. And if the rest of the day is chaos noise and crankiness and dysregulation, I'll have that little pocket of time just for me with my friend today and that will be okay.
Yeah. What would we do without friends?
And I think a lot of this journey is just about radical acceptance of your norm.
Mm-hmm.
And your life, and not kind of
there's no narrative that we have to follow
at what the Joneses are doing.
No,
just radically accepting your family, for who they are.
Yeah,
So that's me.
Oh well, happy birthday from us.
I am looking forward to that petty.
Yes.
And to this bagel once I go inside now and cut it.
Sneak it in.
And my husband. But that's just okay. I'll eat both because I really like food.
Me too.
Cake. Yeah. All right. See you.
Thank you. Bye. I think if there's anything we can get out of this podcast, it's the quicker we can get to that radical acceptance, the better.
Yes.
Like not comparing to other families. This is, we know our days are not going to be the same. No. We're getting pockets of some joy where we can.
Yes, yes.
My main aim on my birthday when life was extremely busy was to just if I could sit down and finish a meal.
Mm.
That's it.
Yep.
And had no other expectations. No, but if I could, like lunch or dinner, I didn't have to take everyone to the toilet or do all those things.
Yes. Someone else can clean up after the.
That's all I cared about was just being able to actually sit and finish.
Yeah, it's not a lot, but it is a lot.
It's not a lot, but it was a lot.
I think the other thing, and I think really coming into Christmas, this is so worth us remembering that we build up an idea in our mind of what it's going to be like. And I was talking to a friend the other day whose family is tricky and they're just tricky. They love each other. But Christmas is really hard for this person.
Yeah.
And he really struggles. Yeah. And the closer it gets, the sadder he is.
Yes.
So
many people feel like that.
And I know, I feel like I too used to wake up on my birthday and think, wouldn't it be nice if I went down and there was flowers or whatever, you know? And sometimes there was. I'm not saying there wasn't always, but I think for me, when I love someone, I put so much effort into doing that for them, right? Yeah. And for my children and whatever. Yes. So it is, you're only human to go, oh, I'd like a little bit of that back, you know?
Yeah.
But I just want to say we all go through it.
Mm.
Everybody. People without children, people with children. Like we've got friends who are single.
Yep.
Who's saying happy birthday to them first thing in the morning?
That's right.
Not happily single.
Yeah.
You're just single.
Yes.
So I just think that birthdays – Mother's Day, Father's Day, whatever day, they're tricky.
Yep.
And they're never what you think they're going to be.
No.
And every now and again, you get a real big surprise.
Yes.
You're like, oh, look at that. I got something I wanted. That was a surprise. Somebody popped in. Somebody sent me flowers.
Yeah.
And I think this is what it's like living in Melbourne, which is the greatest city on earth. When we have a warm day at the end of winter, we love it so much, right?
Yeah.
It is just, you can just see every Melburnian.
Everyone's so happy.
And that's what it's like when you get the one amazing birthday or the one amazing Christmas. And it mightn't be this year.
Yeah.
But you will get one, I think, at some point. And if you don't, we all see you. We've all gone and cried in the pantry.
Yeah, most of us.
Yep, yep. And if we haven't, what are you listening to this for?
Need to go and listen to the one pea over there. She's really happy.
Tanya, her podcast is amazing.
Her podcast is
She's
amazing.
Got no care in the world.
She loves those days.
She loves them. Everything's perfect in her life.
One, O-N-E, nothing tricky.
No.
Spelling.
Oh,
it's all perfect.
Everything's perfect. And she, her kids take the best Christmas photos. They're not scared of Santa, nothing.
Two peas, you come here for the mess.
Yes. And her mother-in-law does all the Christmas dishes, provides the food.
Yes.
She just gets to sit down and eat.
Yeah,
so,
and
yeah.
the mother-in-law keeps them for the night. So
yes.
they can, she can sleep in
Boxing Day. She takes them
Boxing
Day night. Yeah, Christmas night.
She comes back, she packs up the tree the next day. I was setting the tree up the other night, and then I said something. Miss 13 was like, "Well, you pack it up on Boxing Day," and I was like, "Yes, I do."
I was listening to my favourite podcast, Shag Married Annoyed, and Rosie Ramsey, it's Rosie and Chris Ramsey. Rosie's mum hates Christmas, and she said 1 year she went to like Poundland or whatever the day before, bought the last live tree for a pound. It was all wilted and had packed it up Christmas afternoon.
I tell you, I've looked at it at night. That was like
24 hours in their house.
Yep.
And when you don't have a big living room, or even if you do, I used to have a bigger house than this. Yep. By the 26th of December, you're like, I need this space.
That's
back.
What I mean. I need to be I able have to a vacuum. Little lounge room, and I just need it gone.
Yeah. And then you feel like, you know what? My house feels then big.
Then I'm
for
like,
a week.
Wow, this room is massive. Let's sit back and watch boring TV.
Cricket.
Yeah, but I can't, because we've got a big tree for a disproportionately small room.
Yes, same.
Because the children want the joy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Which I did. The other night.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Of course you did. Ugh. Yes, they...
But I also live with the Griswolds, two houses across from me.
You really do.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe my street. No. So Miss 13's like, can we please put some lights out the front? I was like,
It's hard, isn't it, to put lights out? I've put them in the trees
once. They've been doing it
once,
for like a month. But they've been setting it up for a month.
Yeah, I think it's... And because
I can't do it.
And I am not a perfectionist at all. I don't have that gene.
No.
But if you came along, I haven't got a fence, but if you hung lights haphazardly that looked bad, I would rather have no lights.
Yes.
And I know I can't hang them right,
that's right.
We can't have any.
I know, exactly.
That's just how it goes.
Totally.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I'm not having them bad, and I'm not going to take the effort to do it good. That's me.
Yeah. And I just think the people across the road from me, thank you very much.
Just get a mirror.
Yeah, well, but someone said to me at the shops, just put a sign that says ditto.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, we should do that. Anyway, I'm going to try. Anyway, keep going. Who do we need to hear from next?
Hi, Kid Mandy. It's Claire again.
Hi, Claire.
I'm back a couple of days later.
Yes.
That's how my brain works.
Yes.
A thought will randomly come to me at a stupid time of the day.
Yep.
I found... another roadblock. In fact, I think it's bigger than the roadblock of money to building true inclusive schools.
Yeah.
And that would be the attitudes and perspectives of fully grown humans.
Mm.
There's just rectums everywhere.
Yep.
In the world, and there are rectums in education.
Yeah.
And luckily we have wonderful people like you who are changing that. Mm. But it's as big a mountain to climb as the funding.
It really is.
Yep.
I think we need both to get to where we need to go. We need both to change.
Yep.
So thank you for doing the work that you do.
Thank you.
It's actually very, very, very
within
true.
Both systems.
Within
because
both
there's
systems.
Definitely people in the specialist school system that I have met that I think, wowza.
Yes.
Right? So awesome. Luckily, we've had awesome teachers, been people who I've tripped across and thought, wow.
I
can't believe you just said that.
I don't know if this is true, and I know it'll be specific to certain areas, but my children, I hope, have far less prejudices than I did growing up, than I was gifted by my family and friends, and I have had great pleasure in deconstructing over the years. But I hope that as we move through time, that these kids growing up today will have less prejudice.
Definitely.
And it will, I mean, I want it to change overnight too.
Yes.
But I have to think back to when I went to school and we didn't have anyone with disabilities at school.
That's right.
So it is getting better, but it's just a really slow slog. And, yeah, there are stupid rectums everywhere.
Everywhere.
And, yeah.
Hi, this is Colleen.
Hi, Colleen.
I am mum of Ella. Hey, shoot. I had this year got a diagnosis of ADHD, so I am a pea shoot myself.
Yes.
This year has been a big year.
Mm.
My daughter, you may remember back at the start of the year, I was very, very, very nervous about her starting her new school.
Yes, I do remember.
Well, not being without bumps, but it's been an amazing year for her. I think I have had a lot of stress in relation to that because I feel that she is very concerned and traumatized by her old schools.
Yep. Yeah.
And now at this school, occasionally a teacher or a learning assistant, because every classroom has a learning assistant, will do something that she calls mainstream teaching.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not a special school, however, a special development school, however, it is for school children that don't cope or fall through the gaps at mainstream. Yep. So it's amazing. They're very hands-on and practical. And she's organized a market this year organized a market stall at the school's market, which was raising money for the foster organization of dogs, which we are very dear to our heart.
Beautiful.
We've fostered around 17 or 18 dogs and adopted them out. Two of them we adopted ourselves.
How could you not?
It gives us the most joy in life.
Wow. So, thank you, Colleen. There was a bit of a glitch, I think. You might have had a slightly longer message. But anyway, we love knowing that school's been successful.
Yes, what a ripper, hey?
Amazing.
Fantastic.
And foster dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that I would struggle to do that. I know we had a friend who fostered kittens and she just ended up keeping adopting them.
Yes.
So I think that would be me. I'd just be living in a house with a lot of dogs.
Yeah. Let's hear from someone else.
Yes.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hi.
It's Karen by name, not by nature here. I sent you guys an email, I think it was back in March, saying that I'd written a 2020 peace song and I'd send it to you soon. And a couple of weeks ago I woke up and it was November, and next week it's going to be December.
Yes,
and
it's December.
I still haven't sent it to you. There's a lot of reasons that hasn't happened. I won't bore you with the ins and outs of the difficulties of my year, but some of the nicer reasons are that my kids are loving doing music with us.
Oh.
And so we're spending a lot more of our time doing music with our kids, which is so much fun and just really beautiful. We haven't gone down the path of lessons. For one thing, they're both quite young still. I know that that's a good time to start, but we're all about music for fun.
Yeah.
And they're both just really loving doing things, and we're loving creating little bits and pieces of music with their voices.
Good. Sounds
gorgeous. I really probably need to start putting some of the things on Spotify, partly because they actually have told their bus driver about it, and the bus driver wants to play some of the tunes that we've sent her.
I mean, just as
MP3s or whatever. But yeah, she's like, I'll put it on Spotify so that I can add it to our playlist.
Oh, that's cute.
So that's one of the nicer things. You know, the other is just what happens, isn't it? It's just time. And because I wrote the words, you know, quite early in the year, and then my husband was mixing a tune, and I was just like, that tune would go so well with those words, because, you know, I usually write words first when I write a song, which is not the way most people do it. But
you do, babe.
Yeah, and I just fitted it into that. But we need to mix it together, and getting time to do that together
very hard.
You know, we've got two neurodivergent kids, I'm neurodivergent, and my husband has a chronic health condition. Mm. So, we're in bed after the. Sometimes my husband is often in bed before the kids.
Yeah.
Before the kids are asleep, so we don't get a lot of time to do those sorts of things together. But it's been fun making more music this year, and I'm hoping that we continue with it. I've been singing and playing more in the last year, and it's just been so lovely to do that. I've been writing silly parodies, and I'm getting there with my song, not the 2020 piece song, but a song that I actually probably wrote a couple of years ago, but it's getting closer to being produced now.
Oh, that sounds great.
yeah, it's been a big project of mine. Anyway, I don't know when you're going to get the 2020 peace song with all the cool, funky beats that my husband's put together. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a new speak pipe and I'm just going to sing it to you.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay. Yeah, it won't be as cool as with all the funky beats and stuff, but maybe you'll get that by 2030p. Who knows? Maybe we'll get our SH1T together in the next
SH1T.
Few weeks and you'll get it by the end of the year. But I don't think so.
asterisk CK.
Yeah, I'll stop this one because I only have 1 minute left and I think the song is just over 2 minutes. So I'll stop this and I'll send another speak pipe with the little 2020p song that I, wrote but haven't made yet.
Get your SH1T together, Karen, by name, not by nature. Amazing. Thank you. Let's hear it.
Are we ready, peas?
Okay, so here's the little 2020p tune.
Woohoo!
That we did. Like I said, I'm sorry for the lack of funky beats and everything that were going to happen below it, but I'll do my best.
I'll do some beatboxing over the top.
2020, the year that many contracted a different kind of Bixie. Many made plans of exploring distant lands, but were forced to stay home and frequently wash their hands. And then came 2021, the year we thought we'd have more fun.
Yes.
But the world was still locked down and many couldn't leave their towns. 2022, we tried to tick off the to-dos despite lots of COVID and lots of strains of the flu. Oh, we're down by the end of 22, and no, I'm not talking about the to-dos. All the people were wrecked, and they had nothing left to give you. And now it's 2020, and we all need to walk more, look after each other, and act more kindly.
Yeah.
Don't claim this one as your year. You may get a punch in the face, I fear. It's a rectum thing to say, and we don't listen to any rectums here.
No, we don't.
Look after yourselves, look after each other, look after a pea shoot, look after their mother.
Yes.
Come on. Make it a happy 2020. 2020p, Jasmine, are you counting these? Happy 2020p. He's out. So that's it. Hope it was okay. Like I said, apologies for the lack of funky beats and everything, and you might have that by 2030.
Oh, no, we haven't had a song for
ages. Lots of love to everybody. Good luck for making it through the rest of the year and the upcoming silly season.
Yes, we can do this.
And I'll chat with you soon.
Thank you, Karen, by name, not by nature. It was beautiful. We love any songs.
Any song.
We love them. Thank you so much.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hello.
It's Sophie here. I'm a New South Wales P.
Ah.
I have beautiful twin 6-year-old boys with a syndrome called KMT5B related syndrome. I haven't been able to connect with any other Australians yet who have this particular syndrome. So if there's any other peas listening, would love to connect with you. But anyway, I found your podcast at the end of 2021. So I have been listening in order since then. And I wanted to say thank you so much. You girls have just made such an enormous difference to my life and helped me feel part of a community, as being a P mum has often felt pretty lonely.
Yes.
At so times, and I just love listening to you guys and to Gary and all the amazing peas who share their stories. So thank you. I wanted to share something with you. We took our boys on a long-awaited holiday recently, which involved a 3.5-hour flight. And we tried our best to prepare them for the flight and, you know, to talk to them about it and just some social stories of lots of fidget toys and food, et cetera, et cetera. But their receptive language is still really developing, and they've got a lot of sensory sensitivities, and the flights were really hard for them and for us.
Yes.
Very hard.
And on the flight home, we're all feeling pretty exhausted, I've got to say.
Yeah.
the holiday wasn't, it was quite challenging in many ways, but anyway, we're all a bit exhausted, and the boys were finding it really difficult on the plane and both making a lot of noise, including a sudden and sort of very loud guttural shriek that one of my boys has recently started doing, which can happen when he's distressed or frustrated or just generally overstimulated. And he would jump up in his seat and grab the headrest of the seat in front and shake it while shrieking. And there was an elderly man in that seat, and we just felt awful for him and were apologizing, and he was so kind and so understanding. Even though it must have been pretty hard to take. And towards the start of that flight, a mum sitting behind us who was there with her four teenage sons, leant forward and told us that one of her sons had an intellectual disability and that she totally understood that we were doing a great job and not to worry about disturbing them because she just really got it. And it was just so amazing to have a pea sitting behind us and just to reach forward and tell us that was just so helpful. Because while we were also trying to help the boys and help them stay regulated and not get too frustrated or distressed, we're also really conscious of all the people around us. And so grateful, grateful to that beautiful mum and to the lovely man in front of us. And then the other kind person sitting on the other side of my partner, I've heard some terrible stories about flights. And I just felt really lucky that we were surrounded by really kind people and a pea. So just wanted to share that. And I don't know if that mum listens to you guys. It was all a bit hectic, so I didn't have a chance to have much of a chat.
But
if she does, thank you so much. And, that's all I wanted to share. And just thank you again for this amazing podcast. And please keep going because I just love you guys. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sophie.
What a beautiful speak pipe to finish
yes, on. Yes, beautiful.
You know, it could have been a grumpy man in front, but it was someone who was like, that's fine. And I was somewhere the other day and there was a young adult making a lot of screeching noises. And the person I was with said, oh, and I said, not only it doesn't bother me at all, I just don't care anymore.
No.
I don't hear it.
No.
I just keep continuing along my way. And then this little child walked past at the same time and started having a meltdown. And I said, and I also think, you know what? I don't have to deal with that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like all the years we've dealt with it. I just feel like if you're not having to deal with it, shut the fuck up.
That's right.
Like, I just don't want to hear from you. I don't.
Definitely.
Everybody just deserves to be in the same
offer
space.
Offer encouragement.
Yes. Only encouragement.
That's right.
So I'm glad you went away. I don't know when holidays get easier. I'll let you know.
They're not in our house either.
No. But I also understand it is a really good thing to do.
Yes. Everyone deserves a change of scenery.
That's
right. Everyone. So it is worth it.
It is. And
We just got to have different expectations to what you think.
Yeah. And I think that the concept of family holiday doesn't mean the whole family goes to brunch.
Yeah.
It might mean one of us goes to brunch.
Yeah, that's right. And just normalize that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
So, and the kids are happily watching Bluey or on their iPads at
home.
Another parent. So it doesn't matter. Everything, we're all different. We're rewriting the journey.
We really are. We really are.
All right, Peas, this is our last episode.
Yes.
So we are going to have our Cry Difference Laugh. We are going to ask you to listen to our summer series.
Yeah.
I feel like it's ABC Classic FM with the summer series.
It's only taken us 4.5 years to do it. So, you know,
we've got the summer series coming out for you. We've got some really cool interviews. They're going to be people that we've spoken to.
Yeah.
Hopefully you enjoy them. Feel free to send some feedback.
Yeah.
We will be sort of off for five weeks or whatever.
Yep.
The same as most of you who have children at school in Australia for our overseas piece.
And for Kate to have a break on like social media
It'll be pretty stagnant.
Yeah, you don't have to put anything up. The summer series will be rolling along, but she needs to have a break from
If I remember, if Tanya reminds me, something might go up, but if she doesn't.
We'll have a break.
We will have a break. So what was your cry?
Well, I'm anticipating crying because next week Molly graduates.
Oh, you will be
from
crying.
Year 12. Oh, gosh, I could help my eyes out right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Incredible, Mandy. Yeah, it's been incredible.
A big couple of weeks.
Oh, it's been a big 13 years.
Yes.
Yes.
And
you deserve a crown in the mail. Oh, gosh. You know, yeah.
And she's had orientation for next year, which she was overwhelmed by. And she said, I don't want to be an adult and I don't know what to do. And I just hugged her and said, well, she said, you're not going anywhere, Mum. I said, no, I'm staying the same. Yep. The house is staying the same.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, school will change. You're going to be going to a different place. Yeah. I mean, just been worrying about it for so long.
So long, yes.
So, and I know it's going to be okay.
Yeah, but it's still in the now. Yeah. It's still tricky.
Yeah, and I'm trying to keep her calm.
Yes. And she's just really honest. Because
She is.
I don't want to be an adult either. No, good.
Me either.
Yeah, no, it's hard.
And there's all these, you know, rituals, which I'm grateful for because I know COVID, especially Melbourne COVID pea shoots didn't get those rituals. So I'm really grateful for those special days and the graduation, but I know I'm gonna cry and laugh that whole night. I actually can't wait. You know, we went to Millie's graduation. That was beautiful in its own right too. So to have two of them graduate year 12,
amazing.
I can't believe it.
No, I know.
Yeah,
amazing. Yeah, amazing. Well, my cry seems really pathetic, but anyway, I'm gonna tell you. So I managed, in a miracle of all Christmas miracles, to have 3 days in bright midweek with my partner.
Not in autumn though, sorry.
Not in autumn. Oh, no, you can't have everything.
I know. It's beautiful though.
Bright in autumn if you've been, and if you haven't, Google
I haven't, but that's when I went there every other season. They keep telling me you should be here in autumn.
You're like, yeah, I know, but I'm not. Anyway, it was summer when I went.
Yeah, great.
But Bright has, for those of you who don't know, it's sort of the Victorian High Country.
Yeah.
It's the bottom of Mount Hotham and Falls Creek. And anyway, it's beautiful, stunningly, stunningly beautiful. And they have this massive Christmas shop, which is weird.
Yeah, they do have a massive Christmas shop. Yes. Right?
And I have been to Bright before because we've sometimes go there on the way home. And I've never been into the Christmas shop, but I was like, you know what? It's December.
Yeah.
And there'd be lots of things that you're not happy about because they definitely don't have a no-snow policy in there.
What the hell?
They don't. They have a very big Grinch thing, though.
Right.
A whole Christmas tree with the Grinch. Oh. And so, but they...
Oh, they're allowed to, you allowed do, to
do
you,
that. Yeah, you do
Bright
you,
Christmas
Bright.
Shop.
Yeah. And, of course, they have the whole of Bright says wishing you a merry and bright Christmas.
Yes.
So I'm like, this is cute. Your whole town is very got the merry and bright. Anyway. They had these sort of cute, ugly Christmas elves, which, of course, I fell in love with. And we were looking at them.
Anything's better than the heads.
Anything. Well, yeah, the heads are gone. That's a long story. So I was like, oh, these are so cute. Oh, I definitely can't afford them. There's no way I can afford them. And I wouldn't spend money on them at the moment. And so we walked through the whole shop. We spent ages in there. My partner probably not as at all interested in Christmas as me. But anyway. With
Give and take.
Yep, give and take. And so then, like, on the day that we were leaving, she was like, let's just go back. She's like, I'm gonna buy you one of those elves.
Cute.
And we ended up getting 2. They're sitting up on my and every morning I'm like, I love them so much. I'll put a photo if I remember. I'll put a photo up on the Instagram. Cute. And then Buzz and Woody came home and I was like, do you like them? And they were like, yep, they look like us. And I was like, they have a wicked little glint in their eye.
Oh, yes.
So that made me cry.
Cute.
So happy
Beautiful.
Cry. Yes.
She listened to you.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
amazing.
She knew those things. She wants them for some reason. So
Well,
and now
great.
My number one daughter's like, you're going to become one of those really eccentric people that just collect these bloody elves. And when you die, I'm going to be having a Facebook
and don't
marketplace
give one to
saying,
me.
Come and get one of Mum's elves.
Gee, I hope I'm alive for that.
Me too.
Buy nothing, Marinda.
Yep, just elves.
Number one daughter.
200 elves.
I think it'll be scholarship. actually.
No, scholarship will not be give a shit about that.
But she'll be getting rid of it.
She'll be getting rid of stuff. Yeah, yeah. Number one daughter will be crying. Scholarship will be like, come and get these stuff.
Gee, that's
scholarship's actually finished uni.
Oh, amazing.
So that is a really big, huge thing.
Yes.
She gets her results today.
Oh, wow.
But she was a COVID
massive.
Uni.
Yes,
had that year off, worked at the vaccination hubs.
Of uni.
A day. She had a day of uni and then 2 years of lockdown. Oh, so she's finished and.
What a legend.
I am very proud to say she's not getting a full-time job. She's as an assistant kitchen manager and then she's going to go to Europe and then she's going to do a ski season in Japan.
Right.
I'm like, do it.
Go.
You are old forever. Life.
Go.
So, yeah, great. She's living her best life with scholarship, which is probably not a surprise to anyone that knows her.
Great. Good for her.
I know. And I know a lot of us, that's a dream.
Yes.
Like I can't see Buzz and Woody launching off and doing all that.
That's right.
So I'm.
Yeah, well, you don't take that for granted.
I do not take it for granted. No. And also she works her butt off.
Yes.
She studies and works really, really hard. So yes.
Amazing.
Anyway, but she'll still be getting rid of my elves when I die.
Yes, she will.
What's your difference?
My make a difference. I just want to say a huge thank you to all the teachers that have been a part of Molly's schooling.
Yes.
Every teacher since kinder, right?
Yes, it's huge.
But the teachers at her specialist school, everyone that's seen her.
Yes.
Really seen her. Really seen her.
She's so funny.
Love her.
Yes, they love her.
Understand her. Understand me when I'm emailing about everything.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
To every single one of you.
That's a huge make a difference. Yeah. And listen to that, teachers, because there are parents who really bloody
care. Yeah, and I'm like, I haven't even got the present yet. Shit. No. It's going to be a good one. I've bought not one Christmas present yet. I'm screwed.
Yeah,
I'm normally way more organised. You are screwed.
You're going to have to do one of those horrible whole day at the shops.
I know. I'm absolutely
And then you'll be
stuffed.
Like, I don't care. Undies good. Like, you know, you just get to the end of.
This never happens to me, but I've just been, there's too many, been
You've
too
had
many things.
Too many things.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So. And we can't do anything till Miss 13 turns her birthday.
No,
she doesn't
you can't.
Want any.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
And now they're home. Yes. I can't shop during the day and put stuff. Anyway, whatever.
Whatever.
Thank you, special school teachers.
Yes.
For every single one of you, particularly in lockdown too.
Yes.
Yep.
What
you
a
made
time
a huge
they
difference
had.
To my girl.
Yes.
She has self-esteem.
Yes.
All the things that she was robbed of at the end of her mainstream.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Amazing.
A place of worth.
Very much.
And she doesn't want to leave.
No. So, listen to that.
Yeah, that's right.
She loves it and doesn't want to leave.
Yep.
Okay, again, my make a difference is pretty lame. My make a difference is that the Christmas tree fitted in the house.
Yeah, well, it looks beautiful.
I love Christmas. For those of you who've been listening for a while, you'll know that. And Christmas is tricky for me now, obviously, because we've got, you know, a split home, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. But anyway, the kids have. And so I just said to them, you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'll be here all day.
That's great.
You're not. I'm no pressure from me that ever, ever, ever.
Awesome, Kate.
I will not be that parent.
Yes, it's amazing gift.
You just whenever or Christmas Eve or Boxing Day, don't. You
that's
don't have to come.
It's an amazing gift, actually.
But I still love a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
So our other house was very big and its Christmas tree was very big.
You had
big.
A few.
Yeah, I had. Yeah. They're all in the garage here. Yeah. I've given some of them away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was like, it's not going to fit, but it fits.
Yes, it fits. It looks beautiful.
Yes, it's beautiful and I'm happy.
Yeah,
so that's my main difference. What made you laugh?
Well, I'm laughing because I'm anticipating the graduation night and how funny it's going to be. But also Molly said they've already pre-recorded their speeches, all of them. So they've done that over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So she was like making sure her hair was brushed or, certain days. Anyway, I said, oh, that's such a great idea. And she said, yes. They have to do it because one year somebody said fuck.
Not S-H-1-T.
Gosh, damn it, I want live. I want live speeches at the special school. I don't want these sanitized versions.
Yeah, I take it back. Not a good idea.
Don't worry, it'll still be funny. She still told me some things she said her teacher laughed while she was recording. Yeah. So I can't wait, peas. I just... If I could just tell you everything about it, I can't wait for that night.
Yeah,
it's going to be awesome. It's going to be so good. And it's like, you know, at a low-key venue, bring everyone you want as opposed to the other school.
$150,
inaccessible. This is where the special schools are like, come.
Everybody's
welcome.
Yes.
And just like Amy's coming, our support worker.
Yay.
Like Jodie, our other support worker. Like
good.
Everyone who has been a part of the schooling journey will be there.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. So my laugh, I think I've told you all that I love the Handsome Pod, and there's a person on there called Fortune Feenster.
Yeah.
And she goes onto her Instagram, puts on a blonde wig, sits in the spa and pretends to be Brenda. And it's so funny. It's so funny. Anyway, she was sitting in the spa and she was like getting all, I mean, not really, but deep and meaningful. And yeah. She was like, I'd like to say something really profound like Brené Brown, but I don't have the time or the quotes. And I laughed for so long. I was like, that's me. Yes. I know there's something profound in here.
Yes.
But I don't have the time or the quotes.
No, not a quote. I have to write things down.
I have to write it down.
Oh.
I was like, that's me.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's profoundness in here, but yeah. It's
oh, there is every week.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Yeah, anyway, I just laughed so much.
Oh,
I was like, yeah,
so
sorry.
Good. Anyway. So, and good to promote. You know, female podcasters. Oh, there's yes. So many male comedian
so
podcasters
many male
out there,
comedians.
And you know, there's a little beef of mine at the moment.
Yes,
that the men podcasters get all this, you know, attention for doing some of the work that we've been doing forever,
for years,
right?
Yes.
So
you
anyway,
look, if you look at the charts in Australia,
yeah,
Mamma Mia,
yeah, that's
Chat 10
right.
looks
it's
three.
Awesome.
They yep. are, excuse yep. me, they're still up there.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm super proud. We are yeah. so lucky we've met some of them.
Yeah,
and they've been
amazing.
So supportive for us. And yep. yeah, so I'm all about the sisters doing
same,
it for sisters.
Same,
I really, really am. The
same.
Men have had their time.
They really have. So go and listen to female podcasts. If you're sick of us over January, although
yeah,
please listen.
Please listen.
go and listen to some other female
yeah,
podcasts.
And let us know.
Yeah?
If you ever hear of a great
yeah.
podcast with chicks, let us know.
And when people hear our ads sometimes in other podcasts,
yes.
my cousin was like, I was awake at 2 a.m. yeah. listening to some podcasts, and then there's Manny talking
know.
About TVs or something. So funny.
My girls were like, we were listening to blah, blah. And next thing it's like, hi, it's Kate and Maddie. Which is
so
awesome.
Funny.
And I never fast forward an ad. And
no.
I know people probably do, but any podcast
oh,
I
no.
listen to, even the big
if
ones.
If they're reading it, that's
yeah,
amazing.
I think you got money for this.
Yes.
It's and
it's
there
not
is,
easy.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
I will thank Acast
yes.
because they have sourced amazing
yes,
ads
they
for
have
us
this year. Thank
for
you.
A long time.
Yeah.
And we couldn't do this without them.
Yeah,
there's just no way we could afford
no,
it. So
no way.
We're beyond
but
grateful.
Thank you. And
thank
you to all of you for listening
oh,
for another year, 2020p.
And sending your speak pipes.
Yes, thank you. And all our guests.
Yes.
You know, every single person that's given their time and their story, we thank you.
And every single person, somebody gets something out of
every
that
single
they
one.
Needed so desperately.
Yep.
And we don't know when we're talking to them what that is.
Nope.
And then you'll get a message or they'll get a message and you'll be like, oh, wow, because
yeah.
we all hear different things.
That's right, all the
so
time.
We can't believe that people choose to share their most amazing families with us.
Is it too late for me to just read everyone's names that have been on this year?
Yes.
Is it? Oh, okay. I should have sorted that one out before.
But it's been amazing. You've
yes.
all been amazing. We love you, love you,
I'm
love
really
you.
Grateful for the guests. You know,
really
it's
grateful.
Like,
and Mandy has to liaise with them all.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
yeah,
I love
still,
doing that part
yeah.
of the job. So, but there's, you know.
And to the people we send the wrong Zoom link to.
Oh, totally. Sometimes it's tricky because there's PAs.
Yes.
And so then you can imagine me liaising with the PA.
We like, had a funny one once where Mandy sent a Zoom link and the PA sent a Microsoft Teams. And we're like, well, who's doing this?
Who trumps what?
I don't know. So we both went to a different meeting.
It's like I think PA trumps the podcasters.
Oh,
I don't know.
Definitely. Everything trumps the podcast.
But thank you. We've had
thank
so
you.
Many incredible stories this year. And,
yes,
you know,
can't wait
we
to share
learn
some
every
more.
Week and we love
we really
meeting
do.
People.
Yes,
yes.
It's just a joy.
Yeah.
And thank you for loving the podcast,
yeah.
for sharing it, for
yeah.
sending us your beautiful speak pipes.
Yes.
We can't wait to hear how your
yes.
festive season went, how
yep.
your January goes. I hope you get some glimmers, some
yep.
moments of joy, maybe
yep.
even you get to have some mint slice on your own
yep.
at 3 o'clock in the morning
yep.
when everyone's asleep.
Right. Do it.
Just
do it.
Do it.
And look out for us on the 25th.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sneaky
okay.
Christmas.
All right. See you, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.